This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, last year, Rebecca Pinnes, clerk at Sandridge Parish Council, told us how they were planning on making Sandridge into a paradise for pollinators by handing out pollinator-friendly flower seeds to residents so that they could grow the seeds in a pot or a patch of land in their own garden. And the idea was that these little patches of flowers would form a landscape-wide patchwork of flowers to benefit people and pollinators. Now, it sounded like a heavenly idea, but how did it actually go? I caught up with Rebecca and I started by asking her just that.
Well, I suppose the pollinators would be the ones to ask how successful it was ultimately, but we believe it was a really great initiative, and it was a huge success amongst the council and the residents of Sandridge Parish and the schools and the churches. You know, we had loads of involvement, and yeah, we were really pleased with how it went.
That sounds brilliant, and great that you've managed to involve so many different sections of your community there. So you had a target area to include within your meadows that you were planning for pollinators, as you say, all in little bits around the district. Did you manage to hit that target area?
We did. We think we hit it and we surpassed the target, actually. So the target was half an acre, and I have a little sort of Excel sheet where I recorded everybody's donation in square metres. And so on my sheet, it totals over 2,000 square metres, which is about half an acre. But on our wildfire education evening, when we were giving seeds away, we had so many people turn up that evening that hadn't registered but were looking for seeds. And I was trying to make a note of how much area they were dedicating, but it was so busy, I just lost track of it in the end. So we know that we definitely exceeded our target, which was just wonderful.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And do you know roughly how many people were involved?
Well, I have over 80 residents that, you know, that contacted me directly, but I would say there were at least 30 more on the evening that took some seeds for their respective gardens, and all the schools in the parish dedicated an area. So Sandringham High School and all the primary schools, and two churches also had one. St Leonard's had quite a big area that we seeded for them. And yeah, so we really did not expect to have such a positive response. I mean, you know, we knew it was a good idea, and we knew that we wanted to sort of have a target, because that allowed us to kind of focus on, you know, and kind of build on. And it was, yeah, we just never realised how, you know, popular and how people got behind us. It was really, really great.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds like an absolute success. It really does. And what kind of feedback did you get from people when they were growing their flowers, or even just people who saw the meadows?
Yeah, well, we had it was a little bit unfortunate in that the weather turned just after. So we had our seed distribution evening in late March, I think it was, the 20-something of March. And then we had a dry spell. So it was like really wet when we did when we created our wildflower beds. It was pouring down. There's photos of our volunteers just covered head to toe in mud, because we hired a turf cutter and, stripped back down, you know, got rid of the turf. So it was quite hard labour to do it. And then after that week, I don't think it rained again until, you know, May. So they didn't have the easiest start, actually, but they did get going. And some of the beds, just from our perspective within our open spaces, so we made wildflower beds in six of our open spaces in the parish, and some grew more. It was interesting, really, because we used the same seed mix across all our spaces, but we got slightly different results from each of them, obviously depending on the soil and the aspect and things like that. So we knew that there would be a variation in how successful they were. Similar with residents. So the ones that did come back to us and we kept in touch with and the schools, there was a, like us, they had a varying kind of success with what grew and what grew better. So it was, that was interesting. And I think maybe this year we're going to be expanding our wildflower areas and creating new ones in our open spaces. And we'd perhaps think a little bit more about what seed mixes we use in different spaces, just so that we give them the best chance of growing healthy.
Indeed. So it sounds like actually there was a lot of learning that went on in this project.
Definitely.
As well. Well,
yeah.
That's really useful, because actually growing things is very much a learning process, isn't it?
Sure.
Especially, as you say, in this difficult time of climate change with really quite unpredictable weather as well.
Yeah.
So you've said there that this year you're going to be expanding the parish council's wildflower areas. Are you going to be doing a giveaway for residents again, or is that something that's taking a pause for this year?
We haven't got that planned for this year. For this year, we've just got I've made some maps of areas that we are going to hire our turf cutter again and create new beds and extend some of our existing beds. So we don't currently have a sort of seed giveaway like we had last year, but that's definitely something that we'd consider doing in the future, because it was such a success. And in terms of, I don't know, sort of June, July, so you know, in the height of the growing season, when we would visit the wildflower beds, just seeing them absolutely alive with bees was it's unbelievable, because, you know, they're so like densely packed together, these beautiful flowers, and just it was like the whole thing was humming. It was just incredible to see. So yeah, we definitely want to get as many of them as we can going.
Brilliant. Well, you must have been very proud. It must have been a lovely thing to see. And it'll be fabulous, as you say, to have your expanded council areas this year, so that we can all enjoy a lot more pollinated flowers and the insects that will be there benefiting
from.
And is there anything that you'd like us to do if we are living in Sandwich? Is there anything that we can do?
Yes, we would love to have photos of and in particular this year, actually, because the seed blend that we gave away was a mixture of annuals and perennials. So I think now that we're on the second year, the what grows well in each bed will be much more evident this year, because you know, the more kind of not invasive, but you know, the stronger plants will come through. Would be really interesting to see how that changes through the parish, you know, and how maybe in certain areas.
Okay. Brilliant. So if we live in Sandwich Parish Council, we took part in Paradise for Pollinators last year. Photos of what our seeded areas look like when they come into bloom this year, so that you can continue that learning process and working out which of the plants are a real success for the future. Well, it's great that this is an ongoing process and that pollinators are going to be benefiting in years to come. Rebecca, thank you so much for telling us about
that. Thank you
for
having me. Thank you.
Now, Sandridge's Pollinator Paradise has not gone unnoticed by other community growing groups and is now providing inspiration for similar projects in other parts of St Albans. Sonia Jefferson of Grow Communities Sopwell joined me to explain what they have planned for this year. And I started by asking whether they had indeed got their inspiration from Sandridge's Pollinator Paradise.
Yes, we did actually. I went to see their main garden, their main community garden, during Susfest last year, and we saw their Jigsaw Meadow event, and we wanted to emulate that. So then some of the other grow community people came with me, and we went and looked and found out what they were doing.
Brilliant. Well, that is lovely that good things are spreading. So, as you say, you're hoping to do something similar this year. Can you tell us what you've got planned?
We'd like to take inspiration from them, really, where they've done lots of jigsaw, little bits of meadowland. So that's what we're going to do. We're asking Sopwell residents if they could spare us any part of land that they can. It could be as small as a window box or as large as a whole garden. And then if they could give us that piece of land, measure it out, and then we will give them the wildflower seeds to help hopefully make a pollinator corridor across the whole of Sopwell to encourage wildlife to thrive, basically. So they've all got somewhere to go.
Okay, that sounds lovely. Now, Rebecca's just been telling us that they had some problems with some of their wildflower mix in certain areas. How have you chosen your wildflower mix? Is it something you've used before, or are you taking a recommendation from them, or are you just having a punt and hope that it works?
So ours is going to be quite an eclectic mix. So I've asked lots of seed companies if they could donate seeds to us. So we're going for just British native wildflower seeds. We also already have a couple of areas that we've rewilded where we've taken the seeds that have done well there. We also, though, have a very large donation from John O'Connor's that is the wildflower mix that the St Albans Council Countryside Management use on behalf of St Albans Council to rewild their patches, so that we're hoping that all mixed in together will make a really good wildflower seed that will grow anywhere and everywhere. We're hoping, because what we found is that some seeds grow well under trees and other seeds grow well in the sunshine. So with a good mix, we're hoping that we'll be able to suit absolutely everybody in the area.
So Sandridge had an area that they hoped to cover. They had like a target area. Do you have a target area for how much of Sopwell you hope will be covered with your lovely flowers?
Well, we obviously want to beat Sandridge. And we know that the people of Sopwell, the residents of Sopwell and the community groups are really always band together so nicely. So we're aiming for an acre of land, which is quite a large target. But we're going to already include our mini meadow that we've got growing, that we started growing last year, and a few other spaces. I think that we're up to a third of an acre so far. So we really, really need residents and community groups, etc., to get involved and to pledge us a piece of land so that we can hit that acre mark.
Okay, so just drawing back on what they did at Sandridge again, they were encouraged churches and schools, for example, to become involved. Are you looking for them to become involved as well?
Yes, so we've already had a Scouts group sign up, which we're really pleased about, and a preschool. We're looking for literally anyone, schools, churches, local businesses. We're in contact with Sopwell House at the moment, hoping that they'll give us some land. So literally anybody who lives or works in Sopwell, we want as much of Sopwell as possible to be covered in wildflowers so that we can encourage as much wildlife as possible to the area.
Okay, so if we're listening and we live in Sopwell, how can we join in? If we've got a little bit of land that we'd be quite happy to sow some of your seeds in.
Well, perfect. Yeah, any bit of land at all in the Sopwell area we're asking for. So what we would like you to do is visit our Grow Community Sopwell webpage or our Facebook page, and you'll find a link on there that you can register your piece of land. Now, if you register the piece of land before the event, we'll have all the seeds measured out and weighed out for you, ready for your plot of land that you've told us that you're going to plant, which means that it will make it a lot smoother to give out the things. Otherwise, you can come on the night and there will be seeds available, but if you register beforehand, we know how much land we've got, and we'll have the seeds ready for you. So yeah.
Okay, and when's your event?
So we're holding an event on the 5th of March at 7 o'clock in the Cuttermill Community Centre. And we are going to give out the seeds, have refreshments, and we'll also have some guest speakers to tell us why it's important that we encourage biodiversity to the area and what's the best way to actually grow our little mini meadows and look after them. And then we'll be giving out help sheets as well on how to do those. And then after the fact, we're going to have a celebration, a photographic celebration. So we'd like everyone to take photos of their wildflowers or the wildlife that comes to their garden or area. And then we'll have a celebration afterwards in the autumn.
That sounds lovely. Sonia, thank you so much for telling us about that.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for, hopefully everyone can sign up.
Now, I'll put the link to the Grow Community Sopwell website into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, we've heard about Sandridge and we've heard about Sopwell in St Albans District, but I'd love to hear about pollinator-friendly projects going on in your neck of the woods, and I know that there is a lot going on. Let's see if we can inspire more of these brilliant projects and get Hertfordshire covered in wildlife-friendly flower areas that are buzzing with wildlife and gorgeous for us to look at too. Do get in touch via email, and I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Right, I've just got time to tell you about an upcoming event that I don't think you'll want to miss. The lovely Helen Estala is holding a Nature Craft fundraising workshop on Saturday the 16th of March between 2 and 5 at the Highfield Oval in Harpenden. You'll be using locally grown dried flowers and applewood, upcycled cotton and paper to create a beautiful seasonal wall hanging. You'll learn some natural dyeing techniques as well as printing with wooden block prints. Now, Helen says that the workshop will help you to discover ways to deepen your connection with nature for well-being, as well as taking home a beautiful wall hanging and some great ideas for future projects and to help you to engage with the unfolding season. Now, tickets are £35 for adults, accompanied children are £25, and all of the proceeds will go to a charity providing food parcels for families in need in the West Bank of Palestine. So, all for a great cause, and it will be a lovely, creative and nature-loving afternoon. To book, please email helen@commonjoy.org.uk. And as before, I'll make sure that goes into the notes that accompany the podcast that goes with this show. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.